Good morning. Welcome. This is Ephesus Baptist Church. It's God's house, and He has provided it for us to come and to worship and to praise Him. And I ask you, are you glad you're part of the family of God?
Amen.
Our text this Sabbath morning comes from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. And I invite you to follow along in your Bible or in one from the pew rack in front of you as I read, James chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does. May God add his blessing to the reading, hearing, and the studying of his word. What thoughts come to mind when someone mentions vacation Bible school? I dare say most of us think of pledges to the flags and to the Bible, a theme song, a motto, marching down into your respective seats, or watching the children march down into their respective seats each night, making crafts, engaging in physical activity, having refreshments, all of these things which are fun and great to do. And Bible school is that, but it is much more. Vacation Bible School is a ministry designed to reach people of all ages, leading them to know the Lord Jesus Christ through the work of the Holy Spirit. Vacation Bible School is a fun, spiritual adventure which provides concentrated Bible study and encourages real-life applications. And I wanted us to look at some statistics in Bible school. The last available from the Lifeway for 2008. And in 2008, over 2.8 million people were enrolled in Vacation Bible School in those churches that used the Lifeway material. Over 86,000 decisions were made to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior as a result of Vacation Bible School. More than 3,000 people committed their lives to church-related vocations during Bible school. Over 37,000 people enrolled in Sunday school as a result of attending Vacation Bible School. Vacation Bible School is the single largest outreach event for most churches. About 25% of all baptisms are the result of Vacation Bible School. And more people have come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior through Vacation Bible School than any other single outreach event. So we can see that while it involves fun and fellowship and food and play, that it is a ministry that we offer at God's church here, and many, if not all, of the churches in our community at some point or another have Vacation Bible School. Everyone, regardless of age, has questions. We sung about that in our theme song. And I'm sure many of us have been asked by toddlers, children, teenagers, and other adults. Questions about God. And God loves this. God wants us to be inquisitive about Him. God wants us to learn about Him. It's God's desire that we ask, that we seek, that we knock at the door. He wants us to pursue Him. God's Word is replete with instructions to seek His face and to call to Him, and He will show us many mighty and great things that we do not know. And many times the pursuit of God comes in the form of questions. You know, isn't it strange how typically riddled with questions are tests? But it wouldn't be a test if it didn't have questions. So we should not be surprised when questions arise during life crises. Why did God take Mom? Why did she have to die? Why did my dog have to die? Why does my aunt have cancer? And not only things regarding health of others or loss of loved ones, but how can God be Jesus and the Holy Spirit? You know, was Jesus a child just like I am? Did He live with His mom and dad? Questions. And in our text, James teaches us that we should consider it a great joy to be tested, because the testing of our faith gives us perseverance or endurance. And if we endure and if we continue to pursue and ask and seek, then we mature as Christians. We mature as people, and we learn more about God, and then we can help others find the answers to God. So when we are tested, many questions will arise. So we need to know the source from which to receive the answers. And of course, that source is God. And we provide an excellent opportunity for people to have access to that source that may not have sought it before. People, through Bible school, people can come and be instructed on how to talk to God, how to pray, what accepting God as a Savior means. Further, James states that if any of us lacks wisdom, we should ask God. And this is not asking for wisdom in general, wisdom like Solomon had about every situation in life. This is asking in the midst of a trial or tribulation that James says we should seek wisdom for that moment. We should ask God to give us the answers for that situation, for those times in life when we need the answers. And God is the only one who can provide the correct answers. James instructs us that we need to ask God. And he further tells us that God will answer. Not maybe answer, but He will answer. Of course, we've learned that it may not be the answer we're seeking. It may not be the answer that we would like to have for the situation. But at least if we know to whom we should turn for the answers, then we can know that if we turn to God, we will receive the correct answers. And asking questions sometimes are difficult in times of frustration. Maybe you've come home, you're tired, you've had a hard day, you know, things aren't going right at the job or whatever, and you know, your child comes up and starts asking, you know, well, if Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit is one, well, why was Jesus born? if he was already living? You know, and you may not know the answer, and so you want to get out of being put in the position of having to say, I don't know. And out of frustration, you just say, don't bother me, not now. Well, God is never like that. Can you imagine if we had a crisis and we needed an answer and we turned to God and, you know, we got this little message back, sorry, you know, I'm busy right now, I'll get back to you. God does not do that. God gives us the answers when we need them and as we need them. And he'll do that without finding fault with us. James says, without criticizing us. He will give generously. He's forgotten our sins, those that he's forgiven, for which we've asked for forgiveness. And so he doesn't say, you know, here you are asking now, but, you know, remember yesterday or remember last year, you know, when you came and asked for forgiveness for so-and-so. God doesn't do that. Unlike humans, he truly forgets once he forgives. So we must approach the throne of grace in our time of need and let God provide the answers. And questions lead us to maturity. Our children and grandchildren and nephews and nieces learn more every time they ask a question and receive an answer. And they also learn that granddaddy and grandma and mom and dad and aunt and uncle don't know the answer to all the questions. And that's when we need to be honest and to explore with them and to search with them for the answer to the question they have asked. Just don't say, don't bother me now, or I don't know. It's such a learning opportunity. And that's what we're going to try to develop in Bible school, is an opportunity. We're going to present an opportunity for those in the classes to learn the answers to questions that sometimes you think you're the only one that's ever asked it. And you find out that just about everybody has at one time or another asked that question. And you go into God's Word and you find the answer. In verses 3 through 4 of our text, James says that the testing of our faith provides that perseverance, that endurance that we need to finish the work, to find the answer, to continue to seek, to continue to ask, to continue to knock, so that we may learn God's will in that given situation and for our life. Every test we encounter will strengthen our faith if we allow it to do so. Now, if we become frustrated at the tests that confront us each and every day and blame God for them and whine, then no, we're not going to learn. We're not going to receive answers. We're not going to receive the help that God can give us, because we are not asking for it. We are tested in order for us to become more mature and complete as Christians. Every life test has questions. And when we need the answers, all we have to do is to ask God. So as Vacation Bible School classes begin tonight, we invite all of you, children, and as Connie said, adults. We have an adult class, to come to Saddle Ridge Ranch and enjoy the fun and fellowship and the study of God's Word. Of course, we should also be mindful that ministry is our number one goal at Vacation Bible School. We desire to reach out and make others aware of Jesus or reinforce the relationship that they may currently have with Him. Now, many have volunteered to be ranch hands here at Saddle Ridge for the next week, and they're eagerly awaiting your arrival tonight and each night through Friday at 6:30. And we ask you to bring as many tender feet as you can round up to be a part of the experience, and I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Of course, attending Bible school is in probably the first or maybe 1A way of supporting it. But another most important way is through prayer. So at this time, I'm going to ask if all the Saddle Ridge Ranch hands will stand up. Those that will be working on the ranch this week, if you will please stand up. And I'm going to ask each of you in the congregation who is not a worker, if you will make a commitment to pray for Vacation Bible School by answering the following questions. Will you commit to pray for Vacation Bible School? Will you commit to pray for those who are unchurched in our community that they will come and attend Vacation Bible School here at Ephesus? Will you commit to pray for each one of these workers? And will you commit to pray for each person who attends Vacation Bible School? Think about that this afternoon and each day of the week. And I'm sure you will want to offer up a prayer for those that I've mentioned in these questions. Let us bow for prayer. Father, we lift up to you those who have volunteered to help here at Vacation Bible School at your church. We ask that you touch them and give them the knowledge that they need to present the principles of Vacation Bible School this year, in order that those who are in attendance will know of your love and your concern for them, and know the fact that you have answers to their questions. We ask you to bless our efforts through Vacation Bible School, to let us reach out to those who are unchurched in our community and to let them know that you love them, that you want them to be a part of your kingdom, and that you are available to help them receive the answers to all of life's little problems and crises. All these things we ask in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, as we do each worship service, we extend an invitation to those of you who may not know the Lord or who may not have accepted Him as your Savior. We give you the opportunity to do so by merely coming down and telling me that very fact. I'll pray with you, and once you decide what steps you want to take beyond that, I'll also tell you what you need to do. So please come as we sing our hymn of invitation, number 502, Open My Eyes That I May See.